中国。
潘吉这里告诉你。
咱们今天的节目呢是 John 的 request， 来自于 John 的要求。
对啊，有时候我的中国朋友会让我失望。
是什么样的情况底下让你失望呢？
不给我介绍他们的朋友什么的。
他们想霸占你，不想把好资源，潘吉这个好资源跟人
我的意思是，你到一个 party 什么的，然后你看到一个朋友走过去，然后他们跟几个朋友在一起，然后我不认识这些人，
嗯，
然后我希望这个朋友会把我介绍给他的朋友，但是他什么都不说。
嗯、对，但是有的时候呢，其实不是说我们不想给你做介绍，而是我们不太知道用英文该怎么介绍。
我以为是他们忘了我的名字什么的。
没有了，你现在这么有名这么红。Anyway， 今天我们的节目呢就要告诉大家怎么 make introductions 啊，特别就是在一些这种很 social 的场合怎么介绍两个不认识的人认识。
Right。
还有一个非常好的就是你怎么去 introduce yourself to someone you'd like to meet。
Right, and it's easy. It's all in English. It's easy.
好，那我们现在看一个这个情况啊，一个 scenario， 就是说，比如你在一个 party 或者一个 networking event， 对吧？有两个人是互相不认识的，但是呢，你是他们共同的朋友，你可以怎么给他们两个介绍
？Okay, so one easy way is to ask a question. Say, Dave, have you met Sally?
对，你看这句话简单吧 ？Have you met 她？
Right, and then you can introduce them a little bit more. You can say, Dave is a programmer at Google. Sally is a makeup artist at the mall.
很配吗这样Anyway, 这个我们也不是要 blind date 啊。对，就是其实最简单的一个方法就是某某某。
Have you met?
对 ,have you met 这个人是吧。然后 you should say something about each of them. 你不要只是 have you met 他。然后那两个人互相对啊又不认识不是很尴尬吗对吗、嗯、So you should briefly introduce both of them, 对吧
Right, and if you know something about the other person、嗯、that you think will be interesting to the other person, right, then you can tell them that.
嗯比如说他们两个可能有什么共同点啊
Sally also loves to play Xbox.
或者我很 boring, 还想 Sally also has a 2-year-old. Sally 也有个两岁的孩子。
There you go.
对可能因为你认识他们两个人嘛。
Dave also loves to play tennis, you know, whatever.、
Sally also loves to play 麻将。
There you go.
You two should hang out.
Right.
然后还有一点呢就是你不仅可以就是说他们两个人个人的情况那你也可以说说你是怎么认识他的对不对比如说Dave, have you met Sally? Sally and I used to work together at the mall. We were both makeup artists.
we met at the gym 5 years ago.
对对对，或者 Sally, have you met Dave? We work at Google together. We're both programmers.
We met at Windows. We were drunk. and now we're best friends.
或者 John was the best man at my wedding.
Yeah.
Which is true, 他就是真的是我的伴郎。
Yep.
嗯，好，那
And Jenny was at my wedding.
对，所以我们可以讲，就是这样是很自然的一种介绍的方法啊。
Yeah, but you can also just ask them, do you know each other?
这么直接也可以吗
？Maybe they do know each other, but you should check.、Oh, do you know each other?
We're Weibo friends, 所以我们 digitally 认识 each other.
That's fine.
也可以
But you should ask, do you know each other?
啊、你们认不认识或者有的时候啊你觉得特别是在一些可能工作的场合你觉得比如 Sally 做的事情和 Dave 是蛮匹配的你觉得他们两个应该认识你也可以说
Right, then you can say, Dave, I'd like you to meet Sally.
哎、对就是哎，你应该认识一下 Sally, 或者 you should really meet Sally, 对不对
Yeah, you should meet Sally. I'd like you to meet Sally.
没错没错那我最近啊在美国刚刚去开了一个很大的 conference 啊是关于这个培训的然后在这个 conference 上面只要有一个人对中国有兴趣我朋友就会跟他说 You should meet Jenny, she's from China 他代表中国不管你有什么问题你就问他好了对于中国
Yeah, so you should meet and then tell them a little something about that person
对对对好那还有一个我在这次这个很大的 conference 上面碰到一个情况就是 有一些很有名的人、嗯、是吧在你可能很想去认识的
嗯
你知道他但是他不认识你
嗯
How do you introduce yourself to that person?
Well, there's a very simple way, just say
Hi
Excuse me, Mr. Gates
Bill Gates
I'm a big fan of your work
然后他就会想是有什么大不了世界上很多人都是 big fan of my work 他就不鸟你
But then tell him something interesting You know, tell him aboutHow popular the new Surface is in China.
欸我真的买了一个 Surface, Windows Surface.
So you should tell Bill Gates. He'll be happy to hear from you.
I think I'm the first Chinese who bought Windows Surface in China.
Yeah?
没有。我这次跟大家分享一下我的这个 tips 啊。我在美国呢碰到几个有名的人。这个 conference 上面当然最有名的是 Colin Powell, 你们美国的前国务卿鲍威尔。嗯嗯然后呢我就跟他说 Mr. Powell, you're very well respected in China.
Ah, so something he didn't know?
对而且是很有中国特色的嘛是吧、我是中国人我说你知道吗你在中国也是很多人很尊敬你啊然后他就很开心。当然最后他也不记得我是谁。但是。
But you made him happy for 5 seconds.
对这个是 human nature, 就是人家都喜欢听好话是吧、然后我还碰到一个纽约时报的一个专栏作家他写了一本我觉得很不错的书
嗯
然后呢很多人都在围着他要跟他聊天我想我怎么发挥我中国人的特长呢、就跑过去我就跟他说 Hi Charles, you know you have quite a following in China.
You have quite a following in China.
就是你在中国有很多粉丝。
Not on Weibo, right?
其实这个他在中国好像也不是很红是我编的但是他一听他觉得 Really? 然后他就开始跟我聊天。
So you mean quite a following, you mean yourself?
一个粉丝。Anyway, 这个就是你要发挥自己的闪光点是不是你是 Chinese, 你怎么 stand out, 对吧
Yeah, because foreigners are very interested in China, so you can use that.
用中国人的角度去拍拍他的马屁或者你跟他说我认为你对中国的评价完全是错的我有不一样的观点然后有的时候他也会说 Oh, really? 是吗
Yeah, so that should be interesting. Do not say, in China, we like tea. Do you like tea?
Because everyone knows that, 对不对
right.
这个很 cliche.
Something new.
I know. Okay, we hope this show was useful to you. 然后我们下一次再见。
See ya.